is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. This article was dropped in the comments section by Eagle Eyes, and it was published on the 13th of May. Florida firefighter shoots woman before killing himself. A Florida firefighter fatally shot a woman sitting in her pickup truck before turning the gun on himself in an apparent murder-suicide Thursday, police said. Officers responded to a home on Lakeview Hills Avenue in Titusville at around 7 a.m. and found 24-year-old Haley Friedel dead from gunshot wounds inside her blue truck. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Nearby, cops discovered Gregory DiPietro, a 32-year-old firefighter with the Seminole County Fire Department, critically wounded from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. DiPietro was taken to an area hospital where he was pronounced dead 3 hours later. According to investigators, DiPietro and Friedel knew each other, but they did not reveal the nature of their relationship. Huge red flag right there. That meant something shady could have been going on behind the scenes. An investigation has uncovered that DiPietro arrived at Friedel's home, parked his car directly behind hers, approached the driver's side of the vehicle, which had been locked from the inside. Quote unquote, he fired multiple gunshots into the driver's side window, striking Friedel multiple times, then immediately turned the gun on himself and fired, police said in a news release Friday. A spokesperson for the agency told the Post that detectives were still trying to determine a motive behind the killing. Gentlemen, leave what you believe the motive to be in the comment section. Of course, I'm going to give my guess for what the motive is. The Seminole County Fire Department stated that DiPietro had been with the agency since October of 2018 and served on a specialized team that handles hazardous materials and technical rescues. DiPietro was in good standing with the department during his tenure here, Seminole County officials stated. Quote unquote, this is a tragic and devastating loss for the family of Haley Friedel and the family of Gregory DiPietro, excuse me. Well, well, well. What could have possibly been the motive behind this man putting on the mask? Oh, well, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down at her house, so I gotta give this one a 10. Method of execution. He used a burner. Gotta go with the standard 5 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 10 because there possibly could have been other people at the house that saw this go down. So I got to go with a 10 on that one. And for the brutality factor, the fact that he shot her multiple times, that was an indication that he had completely snapped and he was raged out. So I got to go with a 10 on this one. So Gregory the Gunslinger gets a score of 35. Now, for what the possible motive could have been. Like I said, the fact that investigators did not reveal the nature of their relationship, that to me is a big red flag. However, I'm going to go with the possibility that he found something out. Maybe she was going to file a false accusation against him. That's my best guess. Once again, leave your guess for why he decided to do this in the comments section. For me, I'm simply going to say maybe she was going to file some sort of false allegation against him. And we know in this society, if you're simply accused of something by a woman, that can potentially destroy you as a man. So, what did he decide to do? He decided to take matters into his own hands. He decided to go out on his own terms. However, whatever she was planning on doing, he made sure he was going to stop it. Once again, we live in a society in which a woman's word is enough to completely destroy a man's life. I've said this multiple times. If a woman ever falsely accused me of something like that, then guess what? Hey, I'm putting on the mask, period, point blank. Because at that point, I know my life is over. So, what did he decide to do? She decided that she was going to figuratively end his life. So he decided to literally end her life. Once again, say what you will, but he decided to go out on his own terms. Ladies, here's a piece of advice for you. Whenever you decide you're going to fuck up a man's life or destroy a man's life, you better be ready to protect your life. You better be ready to continue to look over your shoulder. Because a lot of men are deciding, you know what? I'm not going out like that. And hey, it is what it is. Well, read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think his motivation was for putting on the mask? And ladies, particularly you ladies who think it's okay to lob false allegations, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and believing that you have this veil of protection around you at all times will go out right along with it. Because once again, another man has proven when you decide to become the bane of a man's existence, and he decides to cross that line of no return, there will be no one there at the end to protect you, to magically just jump in the way and get that man off you. Oh, no, 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 no. Once a man decides he has nothing left to lose, guess what? Game over for you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM. I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.